News Talk 1620 WTAW, the afternoon drive interviews presented by United Way, the Brazos Valley. Give, advocate, volunteer, and live united. Visit them online at facebook.com/UnitedWayBV. I'm with Dr. Travis Miller of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Services, and he's going to tell us how the cold weather has been acting on our area agriculturally. So it's already been so cold. Has that caused any major problems for local producers?
Well, yes and no. In other words, whenever it's cold, livestock need more energy to stay warm, and they get that energy by eating more. So typically, in a cold situation, you have to feed more, or you have to provide more supplements for your cattle to have energy to stay warm. On the crop end, all of our summer crops are harvested, and they're in good shape. We got winter wheat, and we got winter pastures out there. We've had excellent moisture, so most of those, we got good conditions to germinate. They just slow down during this winter. We haven't had cold enough winter to hurt anything like our winter wheat or ryegrass, but the growth slows down, so we're not getting a lot of new growth on them, and so the ability to harvest them with cattle or the grazing potential is reduced a little bit. But overall, very favorable conditions on that end of the scale.
Well, that's good. Now, do you think because it has been so cold, does that indicate that we'll have even colder temperatures in the colder part of the year, like in February and January?
Well, if you look at the climatic models, we have, we're kind of on that teeter-totter, equal chances of above or below normal of precipitation and temperature. So I don't think there's anything in the model that tells us that we're going to have a colder February, but it's intuitive. If we've had this kind of weather, the chances are we may have more of the same.
And do you have any tips with making sure our cows do have plenty to eat or taking care of our crops or anything we need to know?
Well, as far as livestock is concerned, is if they have good pasture, and that's one of the things we recommend is that we kind of store some of our hay in the field. In other words, fence off some areas and let them graze them as they get into this colder weather. Or keep hay supplies readily available so that the cattle have energy so they don't lose weight associated with the cold weather. Most of them have their winter hair coat on, and they're in pretty good shape, I suspect. But if you're outside, particularly if you're outside and you're damp, it takes quite a bit of more energy than if you have them in a warm place.
So with the costs it might take to keep the cows supplied with plenty of hay and also dealing with crops that might be affected by the cold weather, how would it affect city folks?
Well, city folks they're going to pay more for their energy, and heating bill is going to be quite a bit higher. As far as the vegetation around their homes, things like your garden crops, your winter cool season crops should be. We haven't had any severely cold temperatures. We've just had prolonged cold, and the rate of growth has slowed a little bit, but it's not affecting. I think they should be in good shape. As far as their yards and that sort of thing, we haven't had cold enough weather to affect it, and we certainly had plenty of good moisture, so I predict they'll come out of this just fine. On a personal aspect, I enjoy a little cool weather, and it's been several years since we had it, so it's good. One other thing is we normally see less pest problems, and particularly insect problems. When we have a prolonged cold weather, we may see less damaging insects because they don't their survival rate is reduced in these cold winters. So it's hard to put an exact measurement on that, but certainly that's one one thing we normally see when we have a good cold and a prolonged winter is a reduction in some of our insect pests.
Thank you. That's Dr. Travis Miller with the A&M AgriLife Extension Service telling us about how the cold weather has affected our local produce. That's today's Afternoon Drive interview presented by United Way, the Brazos Valley on News Talk 1620 WTAW.